I'm Katie Gilkey with Colorado Ag Today. This month, USDA predicted Brazilian farmers would raise a record-sized corn crop. Even if they do, because the United States is far and away the biggest player on the world stage, one ag economist sees demand holding the price of corn steady. Last fall, U.S. farmers harvested a 15.1 billion bushel corn crop. By comparison, Brazilian producers will take in 3.6 billion bushels this year. At least that's what USDA is predicting at the moment. Much of that crop has been planted, and there's a great deal of weather between now and harvest time, 3 months from now, says Todd Hubbs, University of Illinois ag economist.
But just like any, you know, weather-related crop, the possibility is there for a bad crop year. I feel like that number, you know, it could turn out. It really could. Even if it does, we're still the major corn producer in the world, and a lot of what's going on domestically does provide some support for corn prices moving forward. We've seen a really strong corn use for ethanol, and they raised that number another 10 million bushels. On the flip side, they once again lowered feed and residual use for the old crop corn.
The result of the changes of the U.S. corn balance sheet was a wash. We'll know more about how much the underpinning strength there might be in the corn market March 31st. USDA releases two reports that day. One will estimate how much corn has been used to feed livestock in the nation, and the other surveys how many acres of corn and other crops U.S. farmers expect to plant this year. That's Colorado Ag Today. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.